Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg was scheduled to be in Dallas last night rallying voters before Super Tuesday. Instead, he flew home to Indiana and suspended his presidential campaign. NPR's Sam Greenglass was in Dallas and sends this postcard.
The Main Street Garden Park in downtown Dallas was all set up for a big outdoor rally. Porta potties, t-shirt vendors, and a line of supporters pumped to see Pete Buttigieg. Then,
if you haven't heard yet, the event is canceled. The mayor will be making remarks from South Bend headquarters at 8:30 p.m. tonight.
Volunteers and staff cried and hugged as the news trickled out that Pete Buttigieg was ending his campaign.
There was a lot of shock. We were like, is this a joke? Is this really happening? So a few of us went to go get drinks to commiserate together.
Lisa Marsh usually votes Republican. Now, with a day left, she's trying to figure out who to support.
I'm definitely not voting for Donald Trump, and so I'm hoping to see maybe a Biden-Buttigieg ticket.
Mary Davis voted early for Buttigieg and was trying to process the news.
Oh, I'm heartbroken. I am absolutely heartbroken.
Davis says Buttigieg was probably the best shot to beat Donald Trump. She's worried about November, especially if Bernie Sanders is the nominee.
I'm 85, so how many more elections do I need to be frantic about? But I'm anxious.
Claudia Carroll drove for 2 hours with her husband to be here. She says Buttigieg's kindness, calm demeanor, and youth reminded her of another candidate.
He just was my favorite candidate since Obama.
For Alana Daniel, who will turn 18 before November, the Buttigieg campaign felt bigger than politics. She identifies as LGBTQ and will vote for the first time this year.
Oh my God, I cried the first time I saw him. Because it meant so much to see him go out and hug his husband and realize I'm not alone, we're not alone.
Pete Buttigieg is out of the race, but Daniel says that feeling is something she'll never forget. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Dallas.